Welcome back, everybody. It's already episode 5. Time is flying by here at B. Peterson. And today, we will be discussing the power and utility side of the business. I am here with sales manager Dave Medeiros, whose focus primarily is in the power utility industry. And he will be discussing today this sector. Dave, please tell us about your background and how long you've been with the company.
Thanks, Andy. Hello, everyone. Well, I've been part of this BEP team now for the last 13 years. And 13 years ago, during my first year or so with BEP, I started out in the engineering department. I was creating simple job plans for very simple repeat parts for the power industry while trying to understand the different products and assemblies that BEP was providing. During my time doing this, I was also taking some CAD classes and I got my toes a bit wet with some SolidWorks before taking on a support role in the sales department, where I was then taught to produce bill of materials from prints, dissect blueprints, build prices, and establish communications with customers in the power and utilities industry. Today, I'm currently the main contact for our power and utility division, which can range from low-cost replacement parts to large-scale, high-dollar projects.
So your engineering background definitely played a role in your strengths in the sales department.
It definitely helped, especially understanding the products and how things come together. I did not have an engineering background coming into this, so it allowed me to understand some of the products that BEP has provided.
Now, how long has BEP been involved in the power utility industry?
I'm told as long as BE Peterson can trace back to the first days in the industry. BE Peterson has been providing components and assemblies to the power industry for probably 40 plus years now.
Now, could you kind of provide a brief overview of the products and capabilities in the industry? I know there's many of them, but if you kind of touch on the main ones.
Sure. I mentioned a bit earlier that we can provide support to the power and utilities market across a large scope of parts and assemblies. On one end of the puzzle, we provide small replacement parts, including pins and links, while the other side, we support the industry with much larger scope type projects. We provide assemblies like wind boxes, sofa registers, dampers, coal compartment assemblies. We do a lot of work in gas, oil, air, and coal burner tips, and we all provide to the boiler units. Over the last handful of years, as the market shies away from coal fire, we've been involved in providing B311 and 313 ASME code gas conversion equipment. And that can include a range of parts from gas pipe assemblies to gas manifolds and gas headers, etc. I would invite anyone and everyone to take a look at our website, www.bepeterson.com. It does a great job of highlighting all our capabilities and certifications, along with some product photos of previous projects that we've completed.
Great. Now, what kind of separates BE Peterson from its competitors with these products? I know you've kind of touched on that coal's kind of getting phased out, so how does BE Peterson segment themselves?
We've successfully had a hand in the power and utilities division for quite some time with that 40-plus years under our belt, and having that strong foundation and good understanding of fabrication processes, we can typically meet customers' needs with quick turnaround times. Of course, pricing and quality are the top-tier requirements, but our lead times from order to shipment are extremely competitive. Here at BEP, we also provide added value, I would say, to fabricated or manufactured products, and that can include things such as kit-type orders. We do hard-facing and weld overlaying of products to increase wear life. We can test-fit sub-assemblies, can consolidate shipments. And we also provide suitable ISPM-certified crates for any export packaging requirements. We carry a large approved vendors list that we work very well with that helps support us on specialized items from special machining requirements to certain paint specifications.
Now, what are some challenges working in this industry?
Well, across the power and utilities division, the balancing of labor can be difficult at times. And it's those quick lead times that could come back to haunt us. In the power industry, we typically see business levels across the year peak and dip during certain months. The reason being is maintenance schedules are typically planned during spring and fall outages. Now, when we're in those peak months and an expedited order is released, it can be a bit stressful for operations and scheduling to try to balance that workload. A level load of products and projects would be an ideal situation for us, but unfortunately, the market does not work that way.
Now, where do you envision the business moving forward?
Well, the saying is if we all had a crystal ball, right? You know, it's no secret, again, that the coal industry is declining, and typically in the news, one can come across a headline discussing the negative impacts of coal fire and retirement schedules of certain plants. Along with supporting some of the gas conversion projects, we here at BEP work to position ourselves to take a bigger bite of a smaller pie. We're constantly working with our clients to understand what areas and divisions we can support through. And that, of course, is based on our capabilities and certifications. And we always look forward to future discussions with our customers on the next research and development type projects.